The online survey asked parents, district staff, and community members to voice their opinion on the Michigan Department of Treasury's plan. At the end of last school year, the state presented a plan to close Benton Harbor High School in an effort to lower the district's debt and focus on the education of K-8 students. The community fiercely opposed that plan. The new plan from the State Department of Treasury would create an advisory committee made up of community and state leaders. The committee would assess the problems in the district, meet with consultants and the community, and come up with solutions. Community members at the meeting voiced concerns about the makeup of the board. They suggested that a teacher, local pastor, and others could be added. They were also concerned about the state's follow-through. Several agreements between the district and the state have been started, but none have yet been finished. State Treasurer Rachel Eubank says the state is going for a community-based approach this time. The school board is looking for input on the state's committee plan. The survey is linked on our website, wvpe.org. The board asks that responses be filed by next Wednesday, August 28th. I'm Jennifer Weingart, WVPE News.